6 backcountry skiers found alive, 10 missing after Northern California avalanche, authorities. San Francisco, 6 backcountry skiers were found alive and 10 others were missing Tuesday after an avalanche in Northern California as a powerful winter storm moved through the state. Search and rescue crews were dispatched to Frog Lake in the Castle Peak area, northwest of Lake Tahoe, after someone called 911 at about 11:30 a.m. to report an avalanche with people buried. Hours later, Ashley Quadrush, a spokesperson with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office, said the 6 skiers had been located and were asked to shelter in place as best they can until they can be reached, adding that some 46 first responders were working on their rescue. 3 rescue teams, 2 on skis and 1 in a snowcat, were making their way to the group, which included 4 ski guides, Quadrush said. The sheriff's office posted videos of 3 rescuers carrying skis as they walked in blizzard-like conditions. The group was on the last day of a 3-day backcountry skiing trip, said Steve Raynaud, a Tahoe National Forest avalanche forecaster with the Sierra Avalanche Center. Raynaud said his group has had contact with people on the ground in the area. He said the skiers had spent 2 nights at huts on a trip that required navigating rugged mountainous terrain on backcountry skis for up to 4 miles and bringing along all food and supplies. California is being walloped this week by a powerful winter storm carrying treacherous thunderstorms, high winds, and heavy snow in mountain areas. It's particularly dangerous in the backcountry right now just because we're at the height of the storm, said Brandon Schwartz, Tahoe National Forest lead avalanche forecaster at the Sierra Avalanche Center based in Truckee. The center issued an avalanche warning for the area in the central Sierra Nevada, including the Greater Lake Tahoe region, starting at 5 a.m. Tuesday with large slides expected to occur through Tuesday and into Wednesday. The dangerous conditions were caused by rapidly accumulating snowfall piling on already fragile snowpack layers coupled with gale-force winds. Several ski resorts around Lake Tahoe were fully or partially closed due to the extreme weather. The resorts along highways have avalanche mitigation programs and were not expected to be at as high of a risk as the backcountry where travel in, near, or below the avalanche terrain was strongly discouraged, the center said. Castle Peak, a 9,110-foot peak in the Donner Summit area of the Sierra Nevada, is a popular backcountry skiing destination. In the nearby town of Soda Springs, at least 30 inches of snow had fallen in the last 24 hours, according to the Soda Springs Mountain Resort. Forecasters said the western slope of the Sierra Nevada in northern Shasta County, including portions of Interstate 5, and parts of the state's Pacific Coast Range could see up to 8 feet of snow before the storm moves through late Wednesday. The storm wreaked havoc on roadways spanning from Sonoma County to the Sierra Nevada. Traffic was halted temporarily in both directions on I-80 near the Nevada state line due to spinouts and crashes, the California Department of Transportation reported. In January, an avalanche in the region buried a snowmobiler in snow and killed him, authorities said. Each winter, 25 to 30 people die in avalanches in the United States, according to the National Avalanche Center. By Olga R. Rodriguez and Julie Watson.